Ready? Okay, so in Perek Dalet, Oshir Ches, he says like this. So we said that there are, I think we spoke about this. I think we spoke about this, about how there's three parts of a choyli nefesh, and it's like a choyli aguf. And the way that a person is supposed to deal with it is to try to get rid of the infection itself. Yeah, we spoke about that concept. Yeah, okay. So, the going here goes on in Chaf, is what we ended yesterday, that nowadays the primary way to do teshuva, the primary way to do teshuva is not through hurting oneself, and it's not by fasting or doing stuff like that. Why? Why not? Because we don't have the koach to deal with that. We are weak people. If we try to, give ourselves malkot or try to fast or something, we'll just become more weak. We're not going to become better people. We're not going to end up doing tshuva. So the best way to get involved in that is by learning and doing the sigufim of Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that why does a person have to make themselves suffer for no reason? What they could do is they can stay up longer, stay up 20 minutes later each night learning and pushing themselves, taking away sleep. It's also painful.
And he says
and there's another thing. You don't have to fast. He says, Rav, you could do the tainus of the ravid, the ra'avad. Does anyone know what the tainus of the fast of the ravid is? He says, is that every meal, you leave a little on your plate. Don't finish your whole plate. So he says that's a higher level than not fasting and then fasting altogether. Right? Because I have my whole thing. I'm about to dig in and then I leave over the last bite. The last bite is all I want. I want a chaperai in the last bite. No. That already you fast on that. But this is the Kabbalah that we have. It's also a Pidah Arizal, that these types of inyanim are more valuable than actual fasts, because that's the inyan. Excuse me. The inyan is that it actually helps the person in his avoda. Okay. The Goinia says in the Ois Chaf Aleph, a fascinating concept. Says the following concept. He says, Hakedusha tzarech yigia rabba lahasiga. Kedusha requires a lot of work to gain any level of Kedusha. Kedusha doesn't come for free. You got to work to get Kedusha. You want to sanctify yourself? You got to work for it. Aval hasitcha achra hu lahepach. But to get involved in Tumah, it's very easy. The door is open. It's free. So he says that the way a person interacts with Kedusha is very different than the way he interacts with Tumah. Chas v'shalom. The Kedusha, every level you want to attain, it's hard. You got to work. You got to go against your nature. Tumah, boom, right? You don't have to work at all. You have to work on distancing yourself from it. He says it's a pasuk. The guy learns it into the pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Shoychar toiv yevakesh ratzon." To do tov, you need ratzon. B'doresh ra, but all you do is doresh ra. You're curious about ra, tivoyenu, it comes to you. So he says that's what the pasuk in Mishlei is referring to. This is an important idea that a person has to realize that it doesn't require the same effort. you know, well, look, this is what happened, so now I'll just go the other way. No, it requires a lot of effort to go the other way. But that also means that a person could be successful. They could be succeeding. They just, you know, if they work a little harder, they could succeed even more. You know, so, but this is what he says, is that the primary thing that a person has to realize is that working for tumah is complicated. I'm sorry, it's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It's working for tahara. That's complicated. Okay? It's an interesting concept. All right. Now, the goin finishes. Sorry, I'm tired tonight. The goin finishes Perek Dalet with the following eitza. He says like this: when a person wants to do tshuva, what do they want? What do they need to do? Do they need to go and ask an eitza from a rav or their rebbe? What should they do? So the goin says it depends what your problem is. You need both. You need on the one hand to ask eitza from your rebbe, but you need on the other hand to think about it yourself also. Why? Because there's two points. You have to ask your rebbe, am I doing the right thing? You have to ask your rebbe, should I be doing X or should I be doing Y? What should I be spending my energy on? Right? Where should I focus my energy? What should I focus on? Right? I can't do everything. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Right? I have this type of a relationship with my in-laws. Should I, you just mentioned that. That's what I said. Right? You know, no one knows who you are. That's fine. You can't see it. So, I have this type of relationship. Should I, is it important, a priority? What should I do? That's all. What should I do? What job should I take? This job takes away my focus from my learning. I can't really study. I can learn when I'm focused on this job. So is it a good job for me to have? Is it not a good job for me to have? That's all. When you're deciding your set of priorities, you want to go over it with someone. What should I be focusing on? But he says at the end of the day, after you've decided what your priorities are, to actually implement that priority system into your neshama, you need to do it yourself. You can't rely on anybody else to do it for you. So the way he says it is, b'darkei Hashem, when it comes to derech Hashem, tzorach lidrosh etzel ha-chachamim, to know what's the derech Hashem, you have to ask chachamim, because you can't ask yourself. Because you're going to ask yourself, you're going to come out with, like we said before, you're going to have a lot of negias. You're going to have a lot of bias. You're going to have a lot of answers that may not be correct. Right? So it may not be the MS. Aval, so you have to ask a Rebbe for that. Aval b'molchemes hayetzer, but when it comes to actually implementing your ideas, ain't dialogue be'etzel avad. You can't sit all day and ask your Rebbe, is this a good idea? Is this not a good idea? You've got to get into your own kishkes. And you got to get into knowing yourself and knowing what's my weak point. Yes, I decided with my Rebbe that I have to go to Minyan every day. Very important. But guess what? Your Rebbe's not going to wake up for you. You've got to wake up for yourself. So your Rebbe's not going to tell you, why am I not waking up in the morning? What's my problem? Oh, my problem is maybe I don't take davening seriously enough. Or my problem is I go to sleep too late the night before. Or whatever my problem is, I got to figure out now, on my own, what's my problem? Why am I not living up to my values? So it's a two-step process. You have to find your Rebbe to tell you, what should I be doing on? What should I be focusing on? Right? But ain't daimo be'etza levad. You can't live off of advice. Right? Some people talk like that. Oh, I got to get a consultation, and I'm going to go, pay for a consultant. And I'm going to go get, they think the whole, their business, I know someone like this, their business is failing, right? You know what I'm talking about? Their business is failing. It's a lot of people like this. And, I got to bring in a consultant. Okay. And then the guy's, well, did that consultant work? No, 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 but he didn't get the point. I got to bring in a different consultant. Until finally, you guys, oh, maybe it's not the consultant, maybe it's you. What do you mean? Yeah, so the point is, you got all the great ideas, that's fine, but you got to actually implement the ideas. And you're the only one that has the ability to do that. You got to do it yourself. You can't do it with someone else. So, yeah. All right. So, good to see you. So, you got to do it yourself. You can't have someone else do it for you. So, that's what he says. Kedarki Hashem, Tzarech Lidrash Eitzah HaChagim. When it comes to the Yetzer, you can't just get advice from your Rebbe or from a Rav or from a friend. You got to give the advice to yourself. You got to figure out yourself, what can I do to actually implement some of these ideas? Okay? So he says, this is a pasuk in Mishnah. So once you know, for example, that, you know, your rabbi tells you, or your rav, or your friend, you got to be learning Torah more. You have to learn more. You have to learn more. Yeah. Now what? So go to the shir, whatever. Yeah. The only person that's going to actually learn more is you, not your rabbi. They're not going to help you unless you help yourself. So that's what he's saying. Very interesting concept. You have to, on the one hand, get advice to know what your priority system is. And then you actually have to implement it yourself in order to become a better person. That's what he says. Okay, so I think we've finished up Perek Dalet, and we will start Perek Hey tomorrow. Okay, shkoyach, everyone.
Great message, Rabbi. Great message.
Thanks, Adam.
Hazak. Good night. Yeah.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, good. Perfecto.
Okay. So right in Panama, I used to work in a multi-billion company where you